This is the Puppy Training Podcast, episode 177, Bringing Home a New Dog, Questions to Ask Your Vet. This podcast is designed to help you on your journey of becoming best friends through love and learning as you train your own dog from home. And I'm here to help you every step of the way. This is the Puppy Training Podcast, and I'm your host, Amy Jensen. Welcome to the Puppy Training Podcast. We explore everything you need to know about welcoming a new dog into your family. Today, let's talk about the important questions to ask your vet when bringing home a new dog. But first, I hope you're having a good week. I taught week 3 of our basic training course with Bella just the other day. We are working currently with her on settling, the basics like sit, touch, down, and come. We started leave it in class this week, as well as leash walking. And we will continue throughout the rest of that course to progress each of those. As I mentioned, I'm training Bella right along with the rest of you who have a new dog. And I understand the ups and downs you're experiencing. While it's a fabulous journey to be on, it does take time, patience, and consistency. If you're looking for help training your new dog or have issues with an older resident dog, we are happy to help you. Our Baxter and Bella program helps dogs of all ages, and we focus on teaching you how to build the best relationship possible with your dog. I would love to see you in class, so if you haven't joined yet, check it out. It doesn't matter where you live in the world, we are completely virtual and can help you reach your dog training goals. So, you finally decided to add a furry member to your family. Congratulations, that is so exciting. But before you bring home your new pup, it's important to ensure their health and well-being are taken care of. That's where your veterinarian comes in. Now, as trainers, we always rule out medical first. So anytime a client comes to us with an issue they're having, if we have a thought that maybe some medical issues are involved, we always rule that out first before we attempt to change any behavior. We want to make sure there isn't any health concern or issue that needs addressed, which may be causing the difference or change in our dog's behavior. Let's jump right into it. It is a good idea to contact your vet as soon as you know you'll be bringing a dog home. We want to find out their hours of operation and what services they offer. I like to inquire about emergency contacts. What options are available to me if my puppy gets into a situation needing medical help on, say, a Friday night at 10 p.m. after the office is closed? What do I do? Ask your vet also about common signs of illness or injury to watch out for and what to do, as I mentioned, in case of emergencies. Also ask your vet about vaccinations. What vaccinations does your new dog need? And what is the recommended vaccination schedule? It's a good idea to bring health records from your breeder or rescue organization that can give your veterinarian helpful information as to the care that your puppy has already had. Between your breeder, the rescue organization, and or your vet, you can set your puppy up for success by following their recommended vaccination schedule for your pup. In our program, you will hear me say that a lot. We are always trying to set our dogs up for success. And contacting your veterinarian and asking some of these initial questions can be instrumental in doing that. Next up, it's all about preventative care. Make sure that you ask your vet what risks there are in your local area for your puppy or dog. What are the things that you need to be aware of? I like to ask about flea, tick, and heartworm prevention methods as well. These pesky parasites can pose serious health risks to your dog, so it's really important to stay ahead of them. Ask your vet about spay and neuter options. When is the best time to have your dog spayed or neutered? Knowing this can help you plan ahead. Ask about your female dog's first cycle and what to expect. Ask any questions you may have about growth and development, any behavioral changes and when to expect them. Next, let's talk about nutrition. It is a good idea to keep your dog or puppy on the same diet they ate before they came to you, so long as everything is going well, meaning their stools look normal. If you have questions or concerns, your vet can recommend the best diet for your dog's breed, age, and activity level. They can also provide guidance on portion sizes and any dietary restrictions your pup may have or develop over time. Moving on to grooming and hygiene, ask your vet about the best practices for grooming, including bathing, brushing, and nail trimming. If you're nervous about clipping your dog's nails, ask your vet to show you how it is done properly. They can also advise you on dental care and how to keep your dog's teeth clean and healthy. Dental hygiene is important to your dog's overall health and something that is often overlooked. Be sure to find out what your vet recommends for keeping those teeth in the best condition possible. I also like to ask about my dog's ears and any signs or possibilities of ear infections, as well as what to do if you suspect one. How would you know if your dog has one? Also, it is somewhat common for puppies to get an upset stomach in the first few weeks home. Feeding them only their food and introducing any new food rewards one at a time with several days in between new ones can help eliminate this and let you know if something doesn't agree with their little tummies. But your dog may get into something they shouldn't early on. Hopefully your management and training are going hand in hand. However, I know, life happens. What does your vet recommend doing in this case? What if your puppy has an upset stomach or loose stools? What can you do to help your puppy feel better? Another important topic is behavior and training. Your vet can offer valuable insights into your dog's behavior and answer questions you may have about behaviors your dog is exhibiting. Is it normal that my dog pees so often? My dog is growling when they play. Is this okay? Don't be shy at your vet visit. Ask the questions you have. Pick their professional brains and benefit from their expertise. Finally, find out how often you should bring your dog in for a checkup. What does your veterinarian recommend or advise? Much like people, it is suggested that your dog be seen by a veterinarian regularly to check their overall health. And there you have it. By asking these essential questions to your vet, you'll be well prepared to provide the best possible care for your new friend. So to recap, make sure you schedule a vet visit for your new dog. Make sure you find out all of these important details from your veterinarian. Make sure you know their hours of operation. Make sure you know what services they provide. And then don't be shy. Ask those questions. That's what they're there for. They're here to help you. And they also want the best for both you and your puppy or your new dog, whatever the case may be. And of course, when it comes to training, we would love to help you out. Thanks for tuning in. Kind of short and sweet today, but that's all right. I hope you guys have a great rest of your week. Happy training, and I'll talk to you soon. If you have a question about anything you heard on this podcast or any other puppy training question, visit my site, BaxterandBella.com, to contact me.